A second healthcare insurer announces plans to withdraw coverage through the Affordable Care Act marketplace in Oklahoma. The state's Board of Regents for Higher Education approved tuition fee increases for 16 public universities. And a proposed tax rebate plan to stimulate business success in Sooner Mall fails to gain enough City Council support. This is the AM News Brief for Friday, June 26th. I'm Jim Johnson. Medica is the second insurer to announce it will stop offering Affordable Care Act marketplace coverage in Oklahoma next year. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more.
A company spokesperson told State Impact the move will impact 8,400 members on individual and family plans in Oklahoma. The Minnesota-based nonprofit health plan will also stop offering marketplace coverage in Iowa and Kansas. The spokesperson says the decision was part of a regular review of its product offerings to, quote, ensure they support stability, sustainability, and affordability. The move is part of a broader trend of exits as changing federal policy fuels declining enrollment. Mending, an ACA insurer in Oklahoma and Maine, announced it would no longer offer health insurance, citing contributing factors like rising healthcare costs and the expiration of enhanced premium tax credits. Current plans will continue through the year. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Tuition and fees will rise for students at 16 Oklahoma public universities this fall. Robbie Korth reports that the increases were all given final approval by Oklahoma's State Board of Regents for Higher Education yesterday.
On average, Oklahoma college students will see a 2.2% increase in tuition across the state. Oklahoma State University students will see the largest increase, approximately 4.7%. It's the first time since 2021 that OSU has raised tuition. The University of Oklahoma is raising its tuition and fees for the fifth year in a row. Nonprofit newsroom Oklahoma Voice reports the legislature appropriated more than $1 billion to the state's higher education institutions next year. However, that only covers a fraction of their costs. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
And a tax rebate proposal that backers intended to help stimulate Sooner Mall in Norman has been rejected. KGOU's Jack Walters shares the details on the Norman City Council vote.
For months, the Norman City Council has been discussing a proposed tax rebate that would help stimulate the Sooner Mall. On Tuesday, with a 4-4 vote, that proposal was rejected. The rebate would have granted the mall up to $300,000 a year, sourced from city sales tax generated at the mall. Sooner Mall General Manager Derek Colwell expressed frustration regarding the proposal.
So I've tried. That's kind of where I'm at. I feel like I've done all I can do. It's like she said, we've presented this multiple times. We've given the postponements as everybody wanted. I don't know what else to say to show that a 50-year-old business that is a community center has been here.
Norman Mayor Stephen Tyler Holman voted against the proposal. I'm Jack Walters.
Thanks for making KGOU your NPR and on-demand local news source. You can read more stories and find out more about this public media service on our website, kgou.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.